Mishum the cheskosay bodik. Because sovra kol chverim he made so bdikas chometz. Because it's a svara, every person is a chverim, means watches himself, does the mitzvah the right way when it comes to bdikas chometz. Rashi, the ksavra itana kol chaver meitzo b'diko, v'afilu amoritz, even though the person is an amoritz, of a dover shumuchzak chover mechaskin in lei, but something that we know for sure he watches out carefully, we could trust him. Shloyovaz mano yad shesu, Hizikha didn't stop doing anything until he didn't start doing anything until he did the b'diko. You have a right to Nemon, everybody made the b'diko. The Tanya, I'll bring you a raya that somebody that's a chover, somebody that's careful in the mitzvahs, you have a right to believe that he did it right away. The Tanya Chover Shemes. If you have a Chover, who is a Choshev, a person that always takes off Trumas and Maisus, even though he's Mace, Ve'niach Megurim Leia Peris, he left over his warehouse full of Peris. Afilu Heim B'nei Yoimun. Even if you know for sure they first picked off the fruits today, and he died in the afternoon. So it was only a few hours before he died that they picked off the Tua. So the question is, did he already take off Trumas and Maisus or not? Are you allowed to go eat from these Peris or now? What's the locha? We say harayim v'cheskes musakonim. We say yes, 100%. This chover, as soon as he picked off his teres, right away he went to masakon them and he took off the trumas and mitzvahs. So you see, somebody that's a chover that watches himself as nizer in the mitzvahs does it as soon as possible. He doesn't push it off. There also, since the tan holds for b'dikas chometz, everybody is nizer. Everybody watches themselves to make sure they do this mitzvah. So in them one, they do it this manner right away. The Oral Arbosa, the night of Erev Pesach, everybody makes the b'dika, so the next morning it's v'cheskas, there was a b'dika, that's why it's kosher, you could even trust a cotton if he says the house was budded. Yeah. So the Gemara Mimai, what's the raya from here? Dilma shani hocho mishum dekamri hani. Like you want to tell me, bring me a raya from this b'raisa, we just said that you believe a cotton and an isha is the reason why, because there's a chazoka here that everybody is nizer, everybody watches himself and is careful in this mitzvah of b'dikas chometz. Fredimah, no, what's the raya? Maybe if the person is an amoritz, he's not careful. We can't trust the person to say stam, he did the b'dika. So you know why we trust these katanim here? Maybe because they're telling, like the gefort, somebody is telling us that the owner made the b'dika. Maybe because the Isha or the Eved or the Kotna are telling us that the owner did make the B'dika, that's why we have a right to them on this house has the B'dika. But without them, if we wouldn't believe them, maybe there's no such Chazaka. So how do you know from here there is a din of a Chazaka? Fred Gemara, no, you can't say that. What are you talking about? Like, the words of these people don't mean anything. Otu, do we say Amira Dhani, these people, when they say, like the cotton or the Isha or the Evan, when they speak out, they say Edus. Medium Ashosh Yisper, does it mean anything? They have no Kayach of Edus. So they themselves, we don't believe. So if we don't believe them, why do we say we believe what they're saying, that the house is Cheskas Bodik? Yechur, it only has to be because of the Chazaka. For the Gemara, good. So Yechur, you're right. You'll have a Raya from here that we have a Chazaka, that Minastam, we never want everybody does the Bdikas Chometz. Elamai, you want to tell me pshat from this b'raisa why we believe a cotton is because even without him, we also neman a chazaka to say most probably the Bailim made the b'rika. He did the way he was supposed to. Obazefret Gemara, hayakol nemanim, why does the b'raisa say everybody is believed when they tell us that they made a b'rika? It should have said a different lashon, the b'raisa. The b'raisa should have said a lashon, kol habatim v'cheskas bedukim v'yarbos miboylei. The b'raisa just should have said, you should know every single house that belongs to a yid is v'cheskas, where we neman, there was a b'dika done to it. Not because we believe anybody. You don't have to come on to any belief. You don't need a demir. Stam, it's a chazaka. It's a chazaka that everybody, any owner, makes a b'dika upon his house. So why do we have to say a lashon here that we believe these people? So it's mashmah something's wrong yet. That we have to believe this cotton to say there was a b'dika. And mashmah without his namonis, we won't believe it. As a chura, why not? If you do have a chazaka, you don't have to believe them. And if you don't have a chazaka, we shouldn't believe the katanim. How does it work? Mamonoshoch. Something's missing. Elo, my, what do you want to tell me? Mishum Amira Dahani. Stack it true, you have to come on to believe these people. You have to believe the Isha, believe the Kotin, believe the Eved when they said they made the B'dika. Elo, my, Mishum Amira Dahani, there'll be a deek then, we'll see. Holoi Amrihani, Mashmi of these did not say. If you don't have a Kotin telling you that the owner made a B'dika here, Loi, then we would not name on the owner did a B'dika. So, then we should have a raya from here. We should have a raya then from this braisa that stam, without any yedus, we don't know if the owner did a bodika or not. We have a suffix. There should be a klal ein chaskos a bodik. And for a cat, you have to come on to ask them, did they make a bodika or not? Which is also very shred to us. If you have to come on to believe them, how can we believe a cotton? A cotton has no denatus. So something is missing, like l'monoshach. If you elamai, you believe them. So it's a raya, there's no chazoka. There's no chazoka, stamazoi, we never write to them on. Everybody makes a bdika. So if you don't know if the person made a bdika or not, how could you tell us this house is b'cheskas bodek because we believe the ketanim? Either cotton is not neman, so something's missing still. So the moral of the elam is like this. Li'olam... Avad, you have to say there is such a chazoka. There is a chazoka that everybody makes a bdika upon his house. What are we talking about now that this braisa says, you know why this house is bodik? Because you believe in Isha, or you believe in Kotan, or you believe in Evid. The question is, what do you have to believe them for? Once we say every person is becheskas and he makes a bdika, so pshita the house is bodik. What do we have to believe these people for? Now here we're talking about a special case. We're talking about a certain house, a certain person that is a lazy guy. He's muhsak loy bodik. He's telling everybody, today I had a hard day of business. Mamish, I'm finished. When I get home tonight, I'm going straight to sleep. That's what we told everybody today. So kamat, the house of becheskas ain't a bodik. Like everybody knows he's very tired, and we have a big shaila if he made a bdika or not. So such a person is out of the chazoka becheskas bodik. A normal person, stamzai, we don't hear yes or no from him. We name on everybody is nizra mitzvah bdika chometz. It comes leil la'avos, so everybody goes on and makes a bdika. But this person was muhsak l'ndaloi bodik. We heard by daytime he's saying, "Klo, I'm knocked out. I can't work tonight. I'm gonna have to go to sleep right away." So here we have a good sofik. Did this person make the bdika or not? Okam rihani. Bit kinu. Now these people say, you know what? We made the bdika. The Kohen says, "Enechlami, the Bible packer went home tonight and went straight to sleep. That's where he went." No, I made the bdika. Or the Isha says, "I made the bdika." The Evet says, "I made the bdika." So we believe them. Now, Mao the time I would think, Lehem nu rabbonin, that svar we asking all along. It's like a shrew, the rabbonin should not believe them. What do I mean? We don't believe a cotton. He has no denatus. That's why I would think, Kamash Mlon, the chiddush of his brayser is no. Kiv on the bdika chomets mid rabbonin. Since the chiyuv to make a bdika is only mid rabbonin, who the midi araisa bebito biyal masagi, that midi araisa not to be over by your roi by your motzei, or else to be mekayim the mitzvahs tashbisu midi araisa you could be mekayim with bittel, you mavatul your chomets. So meila we zichin them on that the owner here, even if the owner says he's coming home tonight, he's tired, he can't make a bdika. This Gemara long wouldn't be a stira to the first Ran we said, that the Ran says that if you want to midiraisa, you don't have to make a bitul chametz. If you want to, you can only make a bdika. If the person wants to make a bdika, he can do the bdika. Because by checking out the house for all the chametz taken out of Yishus, that's also a key of the mitzvah of tashbisu. You got rid of all your chametz, and you're not over by your motzei. But let's say a person though is lazy, and tonight we're saying the guy's tired, he can't make a bdika tonight. So you know how else he could do it? There's another eitzah to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisam. Bittul! Just before you go to sleep, say, I'm a vatal all my chometz, I'm making a kehaf for dari, I have no chshiva, it doesn't mean anything to me, it's like dirt. So me deraisa, you're mekayim mitzvah tashbisu, and you're not over by your rabbi yimotzim. But in such a case, even though after you made bittul, still with the rabbonin, there's a chiv to make a bdika. So Rashi is also made in this Gemara, bdika is only with the rabbonin. Once the person did make a bittul, pshita, the chiyuv to make a bdika also is only midrabbanan. And the reason why the rabbanan made the chiyuv bdika is, could be Rashi is also moida, because we're afraid maybe you come tedious midrabbanan. Or else in the Ran says the svar is that we're afraid maybe the person doesn't make a good bittul. Now, as bittul means, even though you have $100 worth of chametz, you have to say, in my mind, it means nothing to me. So some people say it, and rather, no, they don't mean it. For them, $100 worth, $100, they really want to have it. They don't want to give it up so fast. So we have to be afraid, maybe the person doesn't make a good bittul. That's why the Rabbanan said, make a bdika. So the kids here, this person is din to make the bdika, is only mid the Rabbanan. So the klal is, kiva niggas chomets the Rabbanan hu, the midi arise a bittul b'yal masagilu, hem nu Rabbanan mid the Rabbanan. That's the chiddush of this braisa. That the Rabbanan believed a kotin, or an ishor, or an eved, in a chiv mid the Rabbanan. Since the chiv to make the bdika is only mid the Rabbanan, so the rabbanos will make oath to believe a cotton to say he did the bdika, to believe an isha to say that she did the bdika. That's why they believed.
But mashma, if it be midi raitza lo b'dikas chometz, we would not believe in Isha. An Isha would not be neman. Now Tosfos asked the question, why not? Tosfos says, afagav the chol dov ishu b'yodam, meninin lo l'noshem b'yavodim. V'yafilu midi raitza. Anything that's in the hands of an Isha or of an Eved, we believe that even for the raitzes. The maisa m'chol yoyim, shonam aminim l'isha v'yevad ala shchita. V'yala nikur. An Isha midi raitza is allowed to make a shchita. A Neved can make a shchita. They can make a nikah. They can clean out. They can clean out the chickens. They can make a melicha for us. How do you know your chicken is kosher? The wife makes the melicha. So you see, you trust your wife. So you have a lot of dinim to trust your wife. She says she did it. So how come here it's mashma from the Gemara? If v'dikas chametz would be midiraisa, you wouldn't. An isha would not be neman. Why not? So Tosfos answers. The Tosfos says. It's a very hard job to do a bdika. But sarach dig the godel, and you have to check out your house very, very good. Because anuchav yushalmi shemafarshav neishenoshem atzlonius. Women are lazy. I think it's time to say pum faker. They say when men come to clean the house, it's pretty lazy. When Anisha cleans the house, he does a pretty good job. But why is a different type of cleaning here? You're cleaning l'shem mitzvah to get out, not stam dirt. You want to get stam the chometz. The svara stam noshim are lazy. We can't rely on the noshim hain. Mashenkein, other mitzvahs, then that's not a hard job. Stam to salt the chicken, it's not such a hard job. So there we could trust the Isham. Mashenkein here, badika chometz, if it would be midiraisa, since it's a hard thing to do, we would not trust the Isham. Therefore the Gemara says the only reason why we believe them is because it's only midirabonin, and midirabonin you could go lakula. Let's just see one Rashi, a famous Rashi here. Rashi's bitbito biyama, almost quite in the middle. Bebitu biyama. The pasuk says tashmisu. The pasuk says you have to get rid of the chametz with a lashon of tashmisu. For loik siv tavaru. The Torah does not say lashon of tavaru. Burn the chametz. Vahashpasasa delayv hi hashpasasa. That's Rashi Shita. That when you mavato chametz, you makayim mitzvah tashmisu. Even though pashup shat from tashmisu means destroy the chametz, burn the chametz. Rashi has a kasha. Why didn't the Torah say Lashon Tishrifu? Tishrifu, burn it. Why does it say Lashon Tashbisu? Tashbisu was mashma destroyed even with lev. Even in your mind, you just think that this chometz means nothing to you. That's also a key of the mitzvah Tashbisu midiraisa. That's Rashi Shita. So that's where Rashi learns bittul is not an Indian of hefker. Stama making it free. Bittul is the pshatitz, it's the king of the mitzvah tashbisum. I'm making this chametz in my mind like it's nothing. In my mind, I'm destroying it. That's also a king of the mitzvah tashbisum. Tosfos asks kashas and Rashi, there can't be mitzvah tashbisum, and therefore Tosfos learns tashbisum means mam is burning it. That's the way you mekayim tashbisum. L'maisa, the reason why we burn the chametz every Pesach is to mekayim tosfos shitum. That tashbisum is dafka sreifa, means dafka burning it mamish, not like Rashi. But Tosfos learns of Bazoi, Tashbisu means you have to burn it mamish. So Bazoi, what does Al-Gumor means Bebitl helps? How does Bitl help then? So Tosfos learns Bitl means only Hefker. Hefker means you make it like it doesn't belong to you right now. You're mafkud, you're making it free, whoever wants to take it can take it. So if it doesn't belong to you, that's why you're not over by your own, by your motzi. In other words, when you're mavati your chometz, you make it a Hefker, so you're not mekayim any mitzvah Tashbisu. You didn't do destroying the chometz. It's just the pshat is you made it like you don't own any more chometz. So if you don't own any more chametz, so true, you're not mekayim mitzvah tashbisu, but you're not over by your own, by your motzei. So that's the way Tosfos learns. That midrash, if you want to do something, not to be over by your own, by your motzei, just be mafkir the chametz, be mavatl, make it hefker. And then you're not over by your own, by your motzei anymore. But Rashi learns, no, Rashi learns, we'll make the bittul, we'll mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu with bittul. Because the Torah doesn't say loshen tavaru to burn it, the Torah just says loshen tashbisu means destroying it belayv. I rented a house from my friend, and I'm renting and I'm coming into the house on the fourth Erev Pesach, and I made up a tanai in the contract that you made a bdika ready. I'm coming into the house 12 o'clock Erev Pesach, I have no time to make a bdika now. The contract was that you owner, you make a bdika Erev Pesach by night. You come into the house 12 o'clock Erev Pesach, and you find chametz all over the house. You see, clearly the owner didn't make the bedika. Is me having to make a toys aloy? Do you have a right to say to the maker toys, I'm not buying this house no more, give me back the money? It's not, I didn't say this. I bought a house that's budget. You give me a house that's not budget, it's not what I bought. Is this called the maker toys or not? That's the shaylah. Tosh Shema come, I'll bring you right. The tzadah is not a maker toys, it's because you bought a house. You get in the house. Not that there's some crumbs or chumbs there, doesn't make it not a house anymore. So mekir toys has to be, it's not what I bought. I bought a good car, you give me a lemon, you give me something broken with it, it's not what I bought. I wanted a machine that works, not a machine that doesn't work. But here the house works, it's a good house. Just as some chum is there, maybe that's not enough of a sword to say that the person really doesn't want to buy it. Why is he saying he doesn't want to buy it now? So Rashi speaks out, because could be he found a better apartment, that's why. Now, really, this is a svara, so what? This is chum is there, avada, you still really want the house. Now, the reason why you're changing your mind now is because you saw a better apartment down the block. So you stop blaming it that there are few crumbs of chum is there. That's the shayla. Or else, no, the person really means it. To you, it bothers you. I have no time now to make a bdika. It's kedai to say I'm not buying this at all. Toshima, the Omer Abaya, loy mi boy, not only, biyasrud loyai v'agri, in a town that nobody pays them, hires somebody to make the bdika for him. Obotko, but everybody makes their own bdika. Like Baruch Hashem today, everybody makes their own bdika. You don't get your shvatzah to come and do the bdika for you. Everybody makes their own bdikas. Why? The nichal elyinish lekiyum mitzvah, the gufa. It's a svaro. People like to do mitzvahs by themselves. So if that's the town you're in, so pshita. Even though you told the owner you want him to do the bdika, but now that you got an erev Pesach and you didn't do the bdika, there's nichal svaro. It's not so. It doesn't bother you that much to say it's really nechich toys. Because people always like to do mitzvahs in that town. So pshita, you do the bdika now, and it's not called the nechich toys. He says even a bigger chiddush though. El afilu biyaskra diyoyev agri abotku. Even if you tell me you're living in a city now, that here everybody has the shvatz to do the bdika. So you hire people. Chesed, you can do a shvatz, maybe you can't do a shvatz. Maybe you have to have another year to do a bdika to be nemon. But they hire people to do the bdikas for them. They don't do it themselves, they hire other people. Still, so l'chur, here you get a good svara. Now when it comes to Erev Pesach, and this guy can't afford to hire anybody, so it's a big tirchum, maybe it really it's a nekach tois. Like he doesn't want to do the bdika now. Still we say no. Still it's not called a nekach tois. Because still, the nichalei li'inish l'kiyumei mitzvah b'mamaynu. I mean, not that the guy is poor, but the question is though, I don't want to have to spend money. As for me to do the bdika, I'm zicha not going to do the bdika. In this town, nobody does the bdika. Everybody that has a few pennies already gives a few pennies to somebody else, and let that only do the bdika for me. So what's going to be? You're going to come Erev Pesach now, and you're going to have to spend a few extra dollars to have somebody come and make the bdika. So the question is, the fact that you're going to have to spend an extra few dollars, if that's enough svar to say, it's a mega toys. I bought the house the way it is. Not that I have to spend another $5. The fact that I have to spend another $5 is enough for svar to make the mega toys. That's not what I wanted to buy. He says, no, that can't make a mega toys. Because what are you spending your money on? You're not stomp throwing your money out. You're spending your money that somebody to be mekayim the mitzvah of bdika. So zicha svara, the nich lelienish, a person is nich, a person likes it, to the kiyume mitzvah, to mekayim mitzvahs, but mind it with his money. So even though he has to spend another $5 here, that it is, he didn't think he would have to, but now that it comes out, he does have to spend it, the zicha svara is not called the mekayim toys. Nobody in his right mind would say for this reason, for the extra $5 that I'm spending on doing mitzvah, it's a mitzvah anyway, to say that you want to make it into a mekach toys, I don't want this house. So Rashi says, Vizicha say then, why is this person complaining then so much? He's saying, I don't want this house. It's not because of the extra $5. It's because he found a better house someplace else. He's just blaming you on his extra $5. But for the extra $5 by itself, Vizicha Svarab Shutam, nobody would complain that much to really make it into a mekach toys. Because the Svarab, Nichal Elienish, a person is Nichal, a person wants it to do mitzvahs even if he has to spend his money. Weiter. A co-partum is a svar, it's not called a mekach tois. Well, weiter. Tanan Hossin, we learned later, Reb Meir Oymer Oichlim Kochomish, the fifth hour of the day of Erev Pesach, you're still allowed to eat chomish even with the Rabbonin. V'sorfim b'tchil l'sheish, but the beginning of the sixth hour, with the Rabbonin though, there's a chiyuv to burn it. Not only can't you eat it, but you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. That's Reb Meir Shita. There's only one hachokim with the Rabbonin. The fifth hour, you're allowed to eat it. The sixth hour, with the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to eat the chametz, and that's the zman you have to burn it. That's Reb Meir Shita. We have Yehudu Roimeh Oichlen Kol Arbi. He holds no. You're only allowed to eat chametz till the end of the fourth hour. But the fifth hour ready and the sixth hour ready, it's also to eat the chametz with the Rabbonin. For Toilen Kol Chomish. Now, the fifth hour of the day, it's a din toilin. What does toilin mean? It's like hanging. It means, hanging means that you're not allowed to eat the chametz, but it's mutar b'hanor. If you want to, you could feed it to your animals. If you want to, you could still sell your chametz. It's mutar b'hanor. Just with Rabbonin, the fifth hour of the day, you're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore. V'sorfim b'tchil l'sheish. But the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when it comes already, osar b'hanor, and that's when you have to burn it. And that's how we hold l'alocha. That after the fourth hour of the day, we don't eat chametz anymore, Erev Pesach, with the Rabbonin. and the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when it's chiyus shreifa to burn it, and then it's also banur. That's the brisa later. Now, Zot Gemara, the kula yam, according to everybody, though, miyo chometz, mishay shreis lomala osir. That midiraisa, they're both moida, that you're allowed to eat the chometz until the end of the sixth hour. It's only after the sixth hour that it's also to eat chometz midiraisa. For the Gemara, how do we know such a chiddush? To say that midiraisa, erev Pesach up until the sixth hour, you're allowed to eat chometz. From the sixth hour after the sixth hour, it's also to eat chometz. How do we know this? Where does it say in the Torah that on erev Pesach, half yes, half no? And the Gemara Amar Abaya, Trei Kroi Ksivi. There are two psukim in the Torah. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Shivas Yomim S'or Lo Yimotzi B'Vateichem. For 7 days, you should not find chometz in Rishus. So Mashma Poshta, it's only Yosef throughout the 7 days, that's all. Before the 7 days, before Pesach starts, Mashma, you can have chometz, then you can eat the chometz. It's only the night of Pesach that it comes also. Or B'chsid, there's another passage that says, Ach, B'yoyim HaRishon, Tashbisu Some B'techem. On the first day, that's when you should destroy the sore of the chometz from your house. So Poshta, B'yoyim HaRishon means the first day of Pesach. So it says, B'yoyim HaRishon, B'mashma, that the first day of Pesach, at night, you're allowed to have chometz in your house. When do you have to get rid of chometz? Only Pesach on Yom Tov itself, on the day itself you have to get rid of. That's the steer to the first pasuk. The first pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Soli Masu Vatechem. For a whole 7 days, you can't have chometz in your house. Mashma completes 7 days. And the next pasuk is the steer says, no. When do you have to get rid of the chometz? B'yoyim HaRishon. Mashma the first day of Pesach. Mashma the night of the first day, you're allowed to have chometz in your Rishus. So it's a steer. And for the Gemara, a case that has to come out, that B'yoyim HaRishon there means, the rabbis are also lebir. It comes to B'marbeir that are also the forever Pesach lebir. That's the Chiddush here. That even on Ach B'yoyim HaRishon here does not mean the first day Pesach, but it means Erev Pesach. That on Erev Pesach, there's also a chiyuv beer to get rid of the chometz. For the Gemara, good. V'yema l'rabbis leil chamisha also lebir. Maybe this Chiddush of Ach B'yoyim HaRishon has come to tell me even the nighttime of Pesach also the chiyuv to get rid of the chametz already. Not only by day, but even by the night of Pesach you have to get rid of it. Mistud the kasha. How do you know B'yoyim HaRishon means Erev Pesach? Maybe B'yoyim HaRishon Tahaka means the first day of Pesach. But the Chiddush is not by day like we're saying, but at the beginning of the night, right away you have to get rid of the chametz. What's the Havimina? The Salka, the Chaminach, I would think, Yomim Ksiv, the post before says, Shivas Yomim Sholei Motzvah B'teichem. So for 7 whole days, means the daytime, you should not have chometz in your Rishus. But the first night of Pesach, it's not the day yet. Maybe the first night of Pesach, you would be allowed to have chometz in your Rishus. That's why I need the next Pesach, Ach, B'yoyim HaRishon, tell me no. Like even the first day, the whole first day, has to be no chometz in your Rishus. So maybe it's only coming to be marbo leil of chamisha osam that it's also to have chometz in Rishus. Yet sakadai chamina yomim ksev yomim in leil es loy. So the Gemara kamash mulon that the pasuk is telling us no, even the first night you can't have it. Kamash mulon afilo leilos that even the night time also it's also to have the chometz in Rishus. So the Gemara no, that can't be yehula yitzruch lei. For this you will not need a pasuk. Do iskush because we have a hekish hashpesosas orum lachilas chometz. Is a hecky